Jeff, let's talk about your experiences working with Bobby Darin on Bobby's TV series. And I think you've said it was an enjoyable experience, and Bobby was a pretty sharp character, wasn't he?
Best time of my life was that time we shot that show. Bobby was doing a summer show, I think it was the Bobby Darin Amusement Company, and then NBC gave him a regular show. And the way I got involved is I was playing tennis, and I had a phone on my tennis court, and it rang, and I said, excuse me just a second, guys. I picked up the phone, and it was my agent, and he said, Bobby Darin is looking for somebody to do some bits with him, and he wants to talk to you. I said, sure, what time? And he said, now. I said, right in the middle of a tennis match. He said, right now, you got to go to NBC. So I told the guys I had to leave. I went down to NBC in my tennis shorts, sweaty shirt, and a towel around my neck, and walked in and was walking to the studio, and Bobby was walking out with his agent or manager or whoever. And we're walking down the corridor, and he says, this is what I want to do. I'm the shoeshine guy who used to be a boxer, and you're getting a shoeshine, and we're going to talk. So I said, okay. So we do that all the way down the hall till we get to the door. He looks up and he says, you're hired. See you tomorrow. And that was it, because I could ad-lib with Bob. And so, you know, then I think I played about 50 characters on his NBC show. But he was a great guy. Years and years ago, I had gone to a party at his house that was given by a record company. 60 people were at that party, most of whom he didn't know. And as these people left, he said goodbye to them by name, every single one of them.
How about his timing? We know about his timing as a singer and his great movement that he had on stage, and that carried over to his acting and his comic ability as well.
Oh, yeah, just great. I mean, Bobby was a genius. You know, he got an Oscar nomination
right.
For being an actor. He knew what had to be done right. He knew what had to happen. A lot of times he was working with people who either A, couldn't understand that, or B, couldn't deliver it. And it made Bobby very frustrated. But he knew comedy. He knew just the moment when something should happen. He was really super that way. And near the end of the show, when Bobby was ill, I remember going in to his dressing room, and we were rehearsing a comedy sketch. And Bobby had a full oxygen mask on. And I say something, and Bobby takes the mask off and says, that's funny, and then puts the mask on. It was very surreal. But we all knew he was not well.
I'm glad you mentioned that part of Bobby's life, because he had a lot of health problems throughout his life, but he was such a consummate entertainer that for the fan, for those in the audience, they may not have ever known.
That's absolutely right. Someplace floating around is a tape of his last show. He did it with Peggy Lee. The whole entertainment company had been dismissed. They were way past budget, and NBC was trying to recoup. So it was just Bobby and Peggy Lee doing a concert. And they were standing on different, not stages, but kind of like round podium things that you could stand on. Spotlights on both of them. They'd sing together. Absolutely incredible with Bobby just doing his stuff. The music stops, they go to commercial, and Bobby stood there with his head hung down, just standing there, not moving, not talking. He came back up for the next act. Bobby's up and doing his stuff.
What an amazing testimony to his will to perform.
Yeah, and a sweetheart of a guy. You know, there are people who had problems with him, but mostly they were their own problems they had. They weren't Bobby's.